This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
From Darlene to Byram. Byram, circle to the left. Shoots, scores! He was hunting for a goal there and he found it. Ryan Leonard with the puck now for the Capitals. Way over to the left wing boards. Walks in. Deke, saved by Lucan, and Sabres get the 2 points.
Not easy beating the winningest shootout team in NHL history. The Capitals found that out on Saturday night. Welcome in. It's a brand new week. It's a game night, and there's lots to look back on. Are you emotionally up, down, sideways, based on everything that may have happened in your sporting world this weekend?
I'm okay now. I'm okay.
Are
the
you?
Bills helped me
Are
on
you really?
Sunday. Yeah, I'm okay. It was a busy sports weekend. I mean, between baseball and football and hockey and the NBA and, you know, there was a ton to watch. But obviously, you know, the Sabres had their game on Saturday, which, while the Blue Jays game 7 was happening after or during, and I went across to the draft room at Labatt's, and I had a few friends from Toronto in town, and Duffer, I blame this one guy. I don't even know his name. It was a friend of a friend. But we're in the 8th inning, and he went over to the bar and asked if he could buy champagne.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. You know the reaction. So, first of all, they didn't have big bottles of champagne, so they had little bottles.
You got to get that guy's name and call him out. That's so bad.
Well, yeah, but he was pretty drunk, so I don't know that he realized what he was doing. But
that's not an excuse.
So then he's like, okay, I want, you know, 40 of these little bottles of champagne and be ready. And then that's when, obviously, it made it 4-3 in the 8th and then 4-4 in the 9th. And it went to extras. I could not bring myself to stay there for 18 innings. Like, I was like, this could be a long way.
Right.
So after the 9th inning, I left. I actually got home by the time the Jays were at bat in the 10th. And then I saw the 11th and pretty incredible.
Well, we may dive into it a little further here on the show, but it is a game night after all, and the Sabres, on the heels of a win to extend their point streak to 6 games, they're also 5-1-3 in their last 9, will once again look different tonight because Zucker is unavailable. He is out due to illness, and so is Yuri Kulik as far as not healthy right now. So Noah Ostlund's been called up. The lines looked really different in practice yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was an optional morning skate today. And all of this is likely to unfold in front of Alex Lyon tonight. So, and on top of it, it is an opportunity for, you know, the particulars in the big off-season trade to go against each other for the first time. So let's dive in from the standpoint of the Sabres and Doan and Kesselring.
This is a unique experience, obviously, where there's opportunities in the year where you play against one or two friends, or now you're playing a whole team of guys that you'd played with and grown with as a person. So it's one of those things where I think the first couple shifts just get out of the way early and kind of reset your mind. But I'm excited for every game, and there's nothing really different about this one. There's two big points at stake right now in the standings, and I think at the end of the year we're going to look back at games like this and need these points. So I think that's my main focus point for this one.
I've done it before. I did it in junior. I guess in Edmonton I had a few guys that I played against. I never played with Edmonton, but a few guys like Clowder and Skinner there that I played against. I think this time will be a little bit more nerve-wracking. I'm not going to lie, I'm pretty nervous, but it'll be a lot of fun. I have a lot of really good friends over there, and it'll be fun to compete against them, and it's going to be hard. I'm going to be giggling the first few shifts trying to get into it, but it'll be good. It's a great group over there, too. I talked to a few of them. I said, keep their heads up tomorrow. I'll play them hard. I mean, it's how you got to play their top two lines. They're heavy, and that third line with Krauser and Boehner are heavy. You got to try to match that heaviness, and yeah, I definitely want to play them hard. I want to give them nothing so I can talk a little smack after the game, but you got to be careful too, because play a little too aggressive, they're pretty shifty guys, so you got to make sure you have them before you play them, but it'll be a lot of fun.
More from Kesselring at the bottom of the hour as he'll join us here on Sabres Live in advance of the first meeting against Utah in a season series that will be done a week from tomorrow.
Yep.
Buffalo will be in Utah, and hopefully they will have evened the all-time series between the Mammoth, well, hockey club, whatever, Utah, Buffalo. They lost both of them last year, 5-2 on both accounts, so the hope now is...
They're the only franchise they've not beaten.
Yeah, it took a while to get Seattle, but they do have... thank you, Jeff Skinner, hat trick, but that was about the only one. Obviously... Given that we'll hear from Kesselring later.
Yes.
We can add more on the Sabre side. What are you expecting from the Paterka side and the fans tonight?
I think that there should be a good reception for J.J. Paterka. I mean, he was a very good player, good part of the community, fan favorite. So I did a little something yesterday morning at City Hall, Duffer, with some crisis counselor from the Buffalo Public School System. And one of the lady that is a counselor, her son, 9 years old, I believe, very big J.J. Paterka fan. So they will be sitting right behind the Utah bench tonight. Mm. She just got a brand new Sabres jersey with her name on the back for being, you know, kind of rewarded or kind of, you know, for her
recognized,
work.
Recognized, yeah.
Recognized, that's the word I was looking for. Thank you for her work. So she's like, look for us behind the bench. I'll be wearing my Sabres jersey, and my kid will be wearing his Utah Mammoth jersey.
Aww.
So I'm like, this is good. But so that's, I think J.J. Paterka has a lot of fans. A lot of people will be happy to see him. Now, I'm not saying it's like Brad Marchand going back to Boston, but it's still a game. And if the Sabres can win and keep this positive movement going, they're 5-1-3 in their last nine. If you wrap it up in a 10-game segment and you're 6-1-3, that would be like 15 points in a 10-game segment. That would be pretty impressive. So I think that's the one thing that the fans are looking forward to this game tonight.
I have Kesselring as my anytime goal scorer tonight because, you know me, I'm in favor of long odds. But he's also,
Doan.
Yeah?
You have Doan?
Okay, good. Doan's at +220. Kesselring's at +1700 for those that are, of that mindset.
Yeah, you only need to hit on one of them per, 2 months, and you're fine. I need to hit on them, every two or three games.
I don't think I'm wired that way. yeah, I'll just get back to this success story in 2 months.
That's what the odds are
I know.
That's what the odds are for.
Selfishness, greediness, whatever. Yeah.
And then when you hit on those and you put them on social media, that's why the big thing is when these people have seven leg parlays and they put $50 and they win $15,000, that's a success story.
Right, for sure. Utah had been certainly a success story this year, winning seven in a row. They've dropped their last two as they start this four-game road trip that has two sets of back-to-backs. They will be in Toronto tomorrow night after taking on the Sabres tonight. This is a Buffalo team that won on Saturday on Hockey Fights Cancer Night. They did so in a shootout, and they did so with Luukkonen in goal, getting his first win of the year.
Yeah, and for Luukkonen, it was a slower start. I felt like he was still a little... kind of unsure and uneasy about himself. There's a couple of rebounds, like pucks hitting right in the chest and bouncing right in front of him. So, but really felt like in the third period, it got turned in the positive way. The penalty kill, three straight penalty kills in the third period, like penalties you can't take, but, you know, your penalty kill is over 90% now. That was good, and big part of that was Lukanen. But more importantly, in the shootout, I felt like he was so under control. Everything that he was facing, he was reacting. Like, Washington came in with different looks. So much so that Ovechkin and Ryan Leonard, the last two shooters, lost the puck. Like, they make a move, and then they're like, oh, the goalie's still there. So they're thinking, like, what can I do? They lose the puck. So that is a big reason as to why that happened and why the Sabres won.
Lukanen, so good in shootouts over the last three seasons, and it was a perfect 5-for-5 outing for him in that discipline. So, but it doesn't get there without the penalty kill. Again, these are small sample sizes. They played 12 games this year, but you can only compare to the other 31 teams in the NHL, and Buffalo sits first in this regard. What's the bigger story? Sitting first right now, out of 32, or sitting first based on where they were last year?
Oh, I 6-7, 6-7. I don't know. Like, it's 50-50 right now. It's like, with the improvements that they've made, because, I mean, everybody says, right, oh, you need good goaltending to have a good penalty kill. I looked at the numbers from last game. Those three penalty kills in the third period, Washington was flatlined. Like, their expected goals did not move for 2 minutes. They didn't create offensively. They didn't get good shots. They didn't get good looks. Why? Because it's not your goaltending that's making saves. If it was goaltending, that the line would be moving up, the numbers would add up, and you're saying, oh, your goalie was definitely your best player. And maybe they saw an opportunities, but Lukanen was there, and they're like, oh, we got to go somewhere else. I feel like the group right now is really strong in front of Lukanen in their way of reading. In training camp, I didn't like how the defenseman, the net front defenseman, kept leaving the front of the net to go up to the bumper position. Right. It allowed a lot of short attacks. They've adjusted to that. Because teams kind of see what you're doing, and they're trying to attack down low, but the Sabres have adjusted to it. And then when they kick it back out, the forwards are being really good. So, and look, you didn't have Benson. He even had a penalty kill where Tage Thompson, who's not killed a lot this year, he's killed like 25 seconds or whatnot. He went out there for a face-off because Lindy's like, I need a right-handed centerman to take a face-off. He won the draw. They dump it out. He went for a change, like the little details of the game. That's very important when you're killing penalties.
So maybe it's coaching. Here's Lindy.
I don't think our penalty killers gave up a scoring chance. That's how good they were. I thought our clears were excellent. I thought Samuelsson was all night was a beast when it comes to the killing and blocking shots. The previous game, I think he blocked like three shots killing the penalty. But we didn't make a lot of mistakes. And then we got rewarded there with the McLeod breakaway that we could have hurt him with a shorthanded goal too.
That's been the whole season. I think how well we've been killing penalties and how well the guys are, you know, ready to kind of put themselves on the line, block shots and, you know, make plays on the penalty kill. I think it's been awesome to see. So, you know, before also, but also, you know, tonight it was a big thing for us.
4-3, again, beyond regulation time. It's been a bit of a recurring theme. The Sabres were able to break out of that drought of losing three straight in that situation and win this time 4-3 in the shootout with Lukanen and the penalty kill and Isaac Rosanne. Now, Noah Oslin is back up tonight because of the illness and injury situation for the group. But Rosanne has been waiting for this moment, and what did you think? Pretty impressive night, right?
Very impressive, very noticeable. That's all you want if you're getting called up. And this is a big difference for where Isaac Rosanne was last year and the year before when he got called up and got to play some games. Right away, the quickness as to which he was on pucks and skating with the puck and the confidence with the puck and getting to the right areas, I felt was very, very significant. and a big difference. And that's why, like, you know, you see guys that are getting called up, and sometimes they're on a fourth line, and maybe the fact that they played Roseanne with Kulik and Quinn helped Roseanne feel very comfortable playing with Kulik and knowing that, oh, we've played together. Having a guy like Quinn who, you know, they could probably just talk about, hey, you know, you were great in Rochester. Let's bring back that energy. Like, all three of us kind of have that Amherst line, even though they didn't play together. I thought they were really good. But when Roseanne took the puck to the middle on that, it looks like Quinn lost the puck. I don't know if Quinn gave him the pass or lost the puck, but he cut to the middle and shot and beat the goalie clean. I felt like that was all that we've been seeing Roseanne do in Rochester, and he did it in Buffalo. And that was, to me, the big significant change from last year to this year.
Well, Roseanne was AHL Player of the Month, and obviously that was based on everything he did before his latest recall, and the coach certainly took note of the performance.
Really an air of confidence with him. He doesn't, you know, seem like one of those nervous first-year kids you're going to put in the lineup and you're going to give a try. I think he's had a couple opportunities and knew that he could have been better. I think he's using this one with the way he played in Rochester to really take advantage. We're putting him in a pretty big spot, and you know, so far he's responded. It was a big goal for us. He had another opportunity inside that game to score. I think he's really skating well. So, you know, I think he knows his strength is his skating and some of the finesse plays he can make, along with his shot, which I think he proved the other night can be a weapon for him.
So Roseanne is now 16 games into his NHL career, and he has the first goal. Tonight, in all likelihood, with Osland being recalled, will be Noah's 13th NHL game. He's looking for his first NHL point. Is tonight the night?
Well, I would like to say, and I believe, like, in practice yesterday and what you may see tonight, like, you may see Osland play with Roseanne, right?
Might,
and put them together and say, let's do
the same
thing.
I mean, they have played a lot more together than
Kulik and Roseanne. So it's like, okay, let's build on what happened last game and make it even more familiar for Noah Osland and having Roseanne there. And if Roseanne plays at the same level, I think it's very possible that we see Noah Osland getting some offensive opportunities. Mm-hmm. It'd be a fun story going from Saturday, Roseanne getting his first NHL goal, and how about tonight? Getting Osland as first NHL goal. I know I picked Doan, you picked Kesselring, but I wouldn't be opposed to have a second choice and say Osland for his first NHL goal tonight, anytime goal scorer.
The bigger story is, you know, with all due respect to Noah being back in, is what they don't have. And with Zucker and Kulik out, like, what does this mean for you and what you're seeing in the likelihood of the lines based on practice yesterday and, you know, expectation and all the rest of it?
Well, the way that the lines were laid out in the last game, so you had Greenway up in the lineup. So Thompson was in the middle, but now Quinn may get that opportunity up top.
Because Zucker's
not there. I think that, you know, Don McLeod Tuck, that's something that you got to keep together. At least have some consistency and say, this is our line that's going to stay together. But I think that's a great opportunity for Quinn to go up top and get that look with Thompson and Greenway. I like Jordan Greenway's game last game. I thought there was some really good moments. He was obviously very involved in the penalty kill. But you're going to need to get some production now from that line with Thompson and Quinn, and maybe they find a good matchup. I think Lindy Ruff has to be able to maneuver with the lines and the matching up a little bit more. Because you obviously, I don't think, want to put Osland and Roseanne in a situation where they go against, you know, Logan Cooley and Clayton Keller and whatever. Like, you got to be able to manage that. And that's probably going to be McLeod, Tuck, and Doan. So you guys are going to be on the kids and get that done. So there's going to be some work to be done behind the bench. And it looked, though, like, according to some Utah social media, that Karel Vemelka may be starting Duffer. I thought for sure we were going to see Vitek Vanacek because it's Vitek Vezina Vanacek when he plays the Sabres. He's 12-2-1 against the Sabres lifetime. But did you know Vemelka has better numbers in terms of goals against average and save percentage?
Yeah. Well, that happens when the sample is half the size.
It's half the size, but a 186 and a 940 is pretty good. So maybe.
Well, we did mention that Utah won both games 5-2 last year, so it's
that helps, but it goes back to his time with Arizona where he was pretty good as well playing against the Sabres. So yeah. It's been good, but I was surprised that maybe we will not see Vitek Vanecek with his success that he's had against the Sabres, and especially in this building.
Again, it's back-to-back. They are in Toronto tomorrow.
Yes, they are.
It's a strange trip because then they have 2 days between games, and then they have back-to-back again with Montreal and Ottawa before coming home. And the first game when they come home is Buffalo again next Wednesday. So interesting time for Utah, who's lost two in a row. My only surprise, if it's not Vanecek, would be because Vemelka was in for the last two losses as well. So why not start the trip with a guy who has an incredible record? But obviously both of them have very good records against the Sabres, so we'll see how it shakes down. But the fact of the matter is Buffalo is missing Benson, Danforth, Kozak, who could be come back on Thursday. Norris, Kulik, and Zucker. That's a lot of forwards.
It's a lot of forward. Your group of D is intact, though.
Yep.
That's good. And, you know, with all indications, Lions going tonight. So you got some stability on the defensive side. Maybe a little challenge offensively. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's been four games in a row, 4-3, 4-3, 4-3, 4-3, overtime, 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 shootout. Maybe that's more of a 2-1, 3-1 type of game that plays out tonight.
Right. Kesselring coming up here on Sabres Live. Here's what the week looks like for the Sabres. It's the extension of the three-game homestand tonight as Utah is in. I was 100% convinced last night watching the Blues early that St. Louis was going to be coming in here on Thursday riding a 9-game losing streak.
Yeah.
They had lost 7 in a row. They miraculously won last night. I shouldn't say miraculously. It actually felt almost uneventful, but they did score late and win in regulation against Edmonton. Now they have one more game against Washington before coming here. So maybe they'll be winners of two in a row by the time they come here to take on the Sabres. And then Buffalo hits the road with a big challenge to start four straight on the road. That's Saturday night in Carolina.
Yeah, Carolina is a really good team. And when you start
Decimated by injury, but
they, you know, they still are a team that is hard to play against. You start a four-game road trip. You want to start with a win. So I would like to see, and then this is, again, wishful thinking, glass half full, but you got a winnable game tonight despite the injuries. Utah, who are hot, have lost a couple. You got a really winnable game on Thursday against St. Louis. You go into Carolina Saturday. It's a winnable game. There's all these winnable games laid out in front of you. Go and get them. Make a stand because you all saw, like, Tampa's getting hot again. Montreal's finding ways to win. Detroit, like, Keep with the Joneses. Let's go. Let's keep winning games.
Well, there's 11 teams in the East separated by 1 point, and Buffalo is part of that group. So, yeah, there's a lot of fluctuation every night at their fingertips, you know, as far as trying to move up the ladder. Does mammoth roll off the tongue? Because I don't feel like it has rolled off the tongue for you. And we're asking on our daily poll here on Sabres Live, you know, what you would have named them. Utah Mammoth, Utah Hockey Club, Utah Yeti, Utah Outlaws. You may have noticed I simply default to Utah. I don't call them anything else. Oh.
I think Yeti would have been my call, like the Yeti.
Yeah.
I get it. They couldn't get the Yeti, and now really
couldn't or wouldn't. I mean, anything is attainable in this world, is it not?
Yeah, but I think that the Yeti, the company, is a big company. That
sure
they'll
is.
Fight it, and it will take a long time. And you get
if they wanted to be the Utah Ford,
that would cost a lot of money in court. But they are already like
what?
Mammoth was kind of taken.
Just a word, like there's, seriously.
But
like,
Mammoth is also a company that was
the Colorado Mammoth, champions of the National Lacrosse League a couple of times.
But there is a hockey bag and apparel company called Mammoth Hockey or something that actually was not happy that they've been called the Utah Mammoth. It doesn't roll off the tongue.
New York Red Bull Soccer. There's all you need to know about. See?
Yeah, they're sponsored by Red Bull. That's the reason.
So
Red Bull calls everything
right.
Red Bull.
So Utah could have worked it out where they would have had a deal here and nobody would have thought otherwise.
Actually,
it would have just sounded like a cool name.
New York Red Bull is owned by Red Bull, I believe. So that's how Red Bull does their thing. And I get what you're saying. Here's the thing. I thought Utah Hockey Club last year was really good. Now, I get what you're saying, and like Shino Goldman says, for the writing press, when they have to write the hockey club, yeah. Utah Hockey Club, it becomes very redundant. So I think, did they pick the right one eventually? Yeah, Utah Mammoth is fine. I would have gone with the Yeti, but obviously could not get that way. You know, you weren't going to go Grizzlies or
no.
The Outlaws was terrible. I didn't like Outlaws. Like, what is that? Like, well, because you're in Salt Lake City, you're an Outlaw? Like, yeah. It didn't make sense.
Well, hit us up on the poll. We'll update it by the end of the show. There are 10 games in the NHL tonight, including some dandy late ones. I mean, the Kings are not necessarily worth watching at the moment. Winnipeg is there. That's a
Winnipeg
big game.
Is good.
Tampa's won 5 in a row there. Colorado and Detroit is at Vegas. So those are some interesting late games. So let's go around the National. Dazzled and disturbed, whatever you want to call it. What is jumping out for you right now?
Okay, I'll start with Saturday night. There was a moment in the Pittsburgh Winnipeg game mm-hmm. that was disturbing and dazzling at the same moment. Mm-hmm. So the disturbing part is that when Shilovs went out to play the puck and lost the puck, and Kyle Connor got the puck and was looking to put it in the empty net, Shilovs threw his stick at the play, right? At Kyle Connor, like as he was diving and he threw his stick. Kyle Connor did not score. So the referee put his arm up in the air, says a penalty shot has been awarded because the goaltender, Shilovs, 37, threw his stick at the puck. So that's disturbing. Like we've seen Nedeljkovic like getting like cut out and, you know, mishandling the play.
That
the
was
puck.
Askarov.
Well, Askarov did one too, but earlier in the year it was Nedeljkovic.
San Jose netminders.
Yeah, most San Jose netminders. But then, so this is not an automatic goal. It's not like an empty net situation where, you know,
did
you're
you
throwing a stick.
Did you see the McKinnon one that got awarded the other night?
No.
When the net was off for like 2 seconds and they basically just assumed that he would have scored? It was like, I get why McKinnon was mad, but it was brutal. It was like, oh, we're going to start assuming now? Like,
point is that it's not an empty net situation, so you cannot award the goal. So, nice play by Shilovs to throw his stick and say, I'm going to get a better chance at a penalty shot. Well, Kyle Connor, that was my dazzling. He scored on the penalty shot with his great backhand move. So, in the same play, you get a goalie getting caught, throwing his stick, penalty shot awarded. I'm like, good move, but bad move because you still give up a goal. So that was dazzling and disturbed right in the same play.
All right, quick break. We want to hear from Michael Kesselring. He's coming up. So Sabres fans, find the matchups that work best for you and build your 5-game pack today. You can enjoy savings on single game pricing and, of course, have priority access to playoff tickets, the flexibility to bundle your favorite games. Visit Sabres.com/5. to purchase yours today. Number 8, straight ahead on Sabres Live.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We want your child's hockey journey to start here. Our Learn to Play program includes a full set of gear, 6 weeks of instruction, and a ticket voucher presented by WellNow Urgent Care. No experience needed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To Team Tuck, and your child can skate at KeyBank Center with Alex Tuck. Register now at sabres.com/learn-to-play. As promised, Michael Kesselring joins us here on Sabres Live. It's a game day. It's Buffalo, Utah tonight. So how does that make you feel?
Yeah, it's good. It's a little nerve-wracking, to be honest, but it's fun. I saw some of those faces last night, and a lot of good memories there, so it'll be a fun one for sure.
Money on the board is always a big thing. So who puts more? You are donor today for this big game tonight.
I think I should.
He's the franchise.
He grew up with, it's funny, he grew up with Tony in Arizona and stuff with his dad, so it's even crazier for him playing these guys, I think. But, I told the D, I promised the D we'd get him a D dinner, but we gotta win a game when I go up. So we'll see.
How do you think the Fords respond to that?
They weren't happy.
A D dinner.
They
were like, what are they getting out of it?
They weren't happy. I put some up for the team too and trainers, but I told the D we gotta get the D together, so I'm waiting for that, so we gotta get one here.
That's good.
What did you like about playing here in your previous stops? And now that you're in and have played some home games, what are you feeling again now?
Yeah, it's funny. Obviously, I got my first goal in Dev, so that was good. I fanned on it. He makes sure he reminds me of that all the time. And then last year was probably one of my best games ever I ever played, so with the Gordy Howe, so that was a lot of fun. So good memories in this rink, and hopefully here. I know I missed a few games, but starting to feel more comfortable with the injury and stuff, so hopefully get my game going here too.
What's that like though? Because in training camp you were kind of working with power a lot.
Yeah.
You missed the start of the year, then all of a sudden you come back and you're with Byram because things have been switched around.
Yeah.
So what's that like being thrown in regular season games with a new D partner and having to figure it out on the fly?
Yeah, obviously it takes a little bit of time, I think, with anybody. They're both really – all of our lefties are good lefties that provide maybe a little something different than the rest of them. But Bizey and Owen are a little bit similar with the offensive ability, puck-moving ability, skating ability. So it's just getting the chemistry. I think me and Bizey have been talking a lot too and trying to get it going a little bit. And for me, just missing that time was a little bit tough, obviously. But I played three games now, had a week and a half of practice. Yep. Injury is starting to feel better, so I want to get going here too.
I asked Bo this morning, how many times did he rewatch his shootout attempt? And he said, at least 50. you know, like, how far down the depth chart do you think you are when it comes to shootouts?
I think I'd be up there pretty decent, but that's in my head, right? So who knows what Lindy's thinking, but we got a bunch of talented D that could go in the shootout for sure. So it was good to see. Bizey was kind of joking that maybe it'd be a long one and he'd get out there. And then he went, what, fourth?
Fifth.
Yeah, so.
Because Dahls went fourth. No, Dahls went anyway, he went before. But I would thought, Owen Power's been used a lot. Yeah. So you guys got a lot of defensemen that can go out there. Maybe you'd be ahead of Matthias Samuelson.
No, I don't know. He's hot.
He's hot.
But, no, it's fun to play with all of our D-Corps has been really good so far. Timmer and Sammy have been great, too. So it's been fun to be a part of and good to be back in the flow of things.
Bo had not taken an NHL shootout before, and you have not either. Have you done it at any other levels, though?
In USHL, I was, our fourth shooter.
Okay.
Success rate?
I shot maybe once. I think I was 0 for 1.
Oh.
Yeah, but I always joke that I'm not that far down the chart. College, we didn't do it. And then in pro, I think my second year in Bakersfield, I would have went, but we weren't in many shootouts if it went down a few. But no, it'd be nice to get one, though.
Bo is just the seventh Sabre defenseman to ever score in a shootout. But there's one guy that has two goals, and he's a part of your current blue line.
Yeah, Owen.
Owen.
Yeah, yeah. He's good. In, you can tell in practice.
Now, would you be a fast guy down the middle, fast or slow? Like Owen goes extremely slow.
Yeah.
And it almost feels like he's bringing it back a little bit.
Yeah.
Got to be careful. But what, are you like at Braden Point, go down the middle?
Yeah, I think I'd come down the left a little bit and just pump fake and then take one step and try to shoot low glove.
Brian Ralston, maybe. Step into it.
Yeah, just use the shot.
Set it up with a big full
Yeah,
one
maybe down. If it was that far down the lineup, maybe it's like, screw it, I just
But like, maybe that's the beauty of it. Like, guy like you, I remember Brendan Witt came in on the shootout with the New York Islanders on me, and he took a full slap shot. Mm-hmm. I had no idea what he was going to do, and I thought he was doing a fake.
Yeah.
I didn't move. He missed the net. Luckily for me, he missed the net.
Yeah.
But, like, that's the beauty. Nobody would have a book on you.
Yeah, I would try to use the reach some way, either change the angle and shoot or
the one-hander.
I like the one-hander in practice. I don't know if I got that in the game. Or I actually like going backhand too, but it's just our goalies know it now, so I can't really do it. It gets tough once they see your moves a few times.
Yeah. Speaking of knowing it, obviously, you know, I'm guessing you get asked for a little bit of input going into a game like this, or is that not a real thing?
Yeah, maybe just about systems and certain guys' tendencies and maybe special teams. So it's funny because I know it to a T now. So it's kind of funny. Like, I know what to expect tonight with the game and how they play. So it'll be kind of fun to be on the other side.
Their young guys are pretty fiery. Look at Keller, Gunther, Cooley. They all have 12 points. Obviously, Nick Schmaltz is at 17. You know, when you have a line of young players like this, and you've played with them,
mm-hmm.
what sets them apart from other young players around the league?
Yeah, I think, honestly, I give Kells his flowers. He's pretty underrated, I think.
He's not young anymore.
No, but he's just hitting his prime, kind of, right? And his hockey sense is just so high level. I think he just sees the game at another level. He's not super, like, the physical traits aren't going to scare you. Well, the skating doesn't scare you, but his hands, skill, and brain are just so high level. And then Schmaltz's kind of the same way a little bit. Like, him and, like, I was telling the guys, when 9 has the puck, find 8. When 8 has the puck, find 9. Like, they just know where each other are. It's going to each other. Hates is at the net. Mm-hmm. Hates has been really good with those guys, just doing the dirty work and getting them the puck. And then Cooley's kind of the opposite of Kells. His physical, his skating, his speed. Same with Gunther. Same with JJ. So those guys, you got to be ready when they're on the ice, because Cooley's and Gunner can really go. So if you make mistakes, you're not catching
them.
If
you're next to one of them at a face-off, are you leaning in and shot right away?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. We were joking last night at dinner that we were getting physical tonight. So, like, I could
send a message.
Yeah,
like it.
Me and Cools and Donor kind of, like, we were the three, like, best friends last year. And we were joking around last night that, like, I could see myself fighting him. Like, we could get so mad at each other that, like, he would try to, like, fight me. Like, so
it's kind of like siblings, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you play
exactly.
In the street or in the backyard pond with your brothers or sisters, and you're almost more competitive that way because of that.
100%. Like, I'd love just to strip those guys tonight or bury them or like, they come out and I fake a slapper and they go like this and I go around them.
Oh,
so,
boy.
But, yeah, it's been fun joking around with them.
That's good.
Like I said, those guys were really good to me, like, especially Kells. Like, I kind of came to the league with him, and he was always really good to me, so I really appreciate those guys.
What about settling in here? How has that gone for you?
Yeah, it's been great, honestly. Like, our team's a young team, too. I feel like I'm right in that middle range with, like, Rass is my age, Sammy, Quinter, Clowder, Donor's right around my age. So we got a good group of young guys, and obviously Tomer from Worlds. I was hanging out with Tomer at Worlds a good amount without even knowing about this, obviously. So it's been great. It's been easy transition. Me and Donor are living together again, so that makes it even easier. And It's been nice for me to get back in the games because then you feel like you're with the guys a little bit more. When I was rehabbing, kind of away from the team a bit, so it's been good to get back in the flow.
We asked Donor how the pets were doing, but you know, he's a dog guy, so yeah, everything's always good. But yeah, you're the cat person, mm-hmm, and you're, what was it, your animal, would you say you were, like, in the speed dating?
Oh, I said, like, a lion
you're
or something.
You're a lion,
yeah,
and Donor's like, you're a cat.
Yeah.
How are the pets? On your side of things,
they're good. They're good. Hank's, Hank just doesn't know how big he is, you know. He's a big dog, yeah, so. But he's been really good this year, and my cats are easy. They're easy, so they're never a problem. It's always the dog that we're worried about.
How old are your cats?
Like just over two.
Yeah.
So it's easy. If you go like for a couple of days, you just need somebody to come in and make sure that they're still...
they're good for 3 days. Yeah. I think anything over that, then I have someone just come check it out.
But Donor's got to get somebody.
Yeah,
check
Donor's got to go drop him off and make sure he's fed and everything. So my side's easy.
What's on your to-do list around here, places to go and all that?
Angeline's has been really good. Yeah. The restaurant, I went there a few times. But other than that, I want to go to a Bills game. Still haven't gone to a Bills game yet, so I want to do that for sure.
What were you doing on Sunday? That would seem like
it would have been a good day, but we were lazy that day. And you know, going out to Tomer's house has been good. We've had a few poker days and just little stuff like that, so... nothing too crazy so far. I know I missed the Jays game. Some of the guys went to the Jays World Series after the Toronto game. So, but no, it's nice. My dad's family's from Toronto or just outside Toronto. So my grandma's actually coming down tonight. So it'll be good to see her. And it's nice. My parents are an hour flight and everything. So
who's kind of on the low end of the totem pole when it comes to the poker game? Who's getting, like, all the bad beats and all of that?
I hate to Mal had a tough trip last trip, but, you know, it goes around. What goes around comes around. Everybody gets their bad days. So, but it's been fun. That's a good way. Like, those little things you miss when you're hurt. Like, it was just nice to be on the plane last trip in Boston and hang out with the guys and shoot it and do stuff like that. So it was really fun.
Who brings the chips? Or are they there on the
Tomer
plane? Tomer's got...
I think Tomer's bringing them.
Okay.
I know Tomer has some nice custom ones at his house. So,
okay.
Yeah, he does it the right way, for sure.
I like how he's taking care of the boys.
Yeah,
that's
good. That's how it should be, yeah.
Exactly. Have you been to a World Series game, even though you missed this one?
No. I'm honestly not the biggest baseball guy.
So what's the big sporting event you would want to go to?
I would like to go to NBA finals.
Yeah.
My mom played basketball in college. That's where I get the height from. So my dad gave me the hockey. My mom gave me the athletics. So yeah, I'm a big basketball guy, and I love golf too. So
do you keep up with the Northeastern boys? Because Lawton Zacher is a Buffalo kid, a goalie.
Yeah.
He was Hockey East Player of the Week
last
week.
I watch a little bit. I've been watching a little bit this year. Like the guys my age, I still talk to all the time. Like I saw Harris after the game in Boston. He got hurt, unfortunately. But Ryan Shea, I saw him preseason, those guys. So we had a pretty good team when I was there. So you see a lot of faces around the league now, which is pretty cool.
That's good.
Perfect. Thank you for stopping by.
No problem.
Enjoy tonight.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Awesome.
From Michael Kesselring to the greatest rivalry in sports in the wintertime, it's the women's national team, U.S. and Canada, going head-to-head as part of the four-game 2025 rivalry series presented by Discover. We've been building to this, and all of a sudden it is upon us. It's happening this Saturday, 6 p.m. right here at KeyBank Center is when Puck Drop happens. You can get your tickets now at KeyBankCenter.com. And, of course, the Sabres are invested in this, too. Here's their picks.
Canada, because I'm Canadian. Because we're the best at hockey, it's obvious.
USA, America, baby.
Canada, they're hockey's their sport, I guess.
USA is going to win, no question there.
The Canadians will win the women's rivalry game just because we're Canadians and we always beat the US.
Let's go Team Canada.
Let's go USA.
Good luck, Team Canada.
Good luck, Team USA.
Good luck, Team Canada.
Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
On the heels of Hockey Fights Cancer Night here on Saturday, we have the Hockey Fights Cancer Auction benefiting Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. It is live from now through November 9th, and you can bid on autographed items, warm-ups, you know, sticks that were used in warm-ups, so much more. Don't miss your chance to support a great cause and take home some impressive items. Bid now at sabres.com/auctions. It was a great night.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
One thing I didn't do, I mean, the whole start to finish, I mean, ceremonial puck drop.
The handshake between Dalin and Ovechkin was, like, very genuine, too. Mm-hmm. Like, Ovi was happy to celebrate Hockey Fights Cancer here. It wasn't just a good game. It was a, hey, yeah, like, that's awesome, and let's go. Like, it started, it gave me a feeling of, like, this is special for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I think we always, you know, feel that. I was going to tell you amidst, you know, when we do our placards in the post game and who we're fighting for, you undoubtedly would remember last year at this time when I, you know, was holding up the card for Emily, and yeah. I got the most beautiful text from her like a day or two before the Hockey Fights Cancer game. She had been over at Roswell because she's always, mm-hmm, you know, trying to do stuff and support, and obviously was there for her own personal reasons in her recovery too. But you know, she was over there and she was talking with Megan about, you know, the topic of Hockey Fights Cancer Night came up. And so she sent me this incredibly long, thoughtful, perfect, amazing text to just let me know where she's at on her journey, which is in a really good place right now.
And that's
it just,
good.
It really meant a lot. And that's the hope from all these interactions, is that we can just keep people moving forward.
And it's short terms. You have to look at the next month, the next 6 months, the next year. And like Dr. Wong said on the show, he's like, I want a Christmas card, a 10-year Christmas card.
Yeah.
Like, that's the goal, right? And that's the ultimate goal. But got a great text from Cole Burkhalter, and obviously we were on a group text, but the players and talking about Cole, and How great he was with the players themselves as a team service guy and travel and being in between two stalls with Jeff Skinner and not taking himself seriously. But, like, it was you reach out to so many people and so many people reach out to you that it makes the community aspect of it feel even more important on those nights. Yeah, it's a game. It's hockey. It's the Sabres. It's the NHL. There's 2 points at stake. There's things on the ice. But when you realize that it's bigger than the game, that's when it becomes so special.
Tonight is a game night. It's the Sabres against the Mammoth. We've never said that before. That's our Twitter poll, X poll, whatever the heck it is. And
I hate that in the wild, like, a Mammoth would probably win the battle against a saber-tooth tiger, like a buffalo. Like, I'm
just
looking
use
at
the saber to kill the Mammoth. Like, seriously.
Good luck. I'll give you a saber and I'll let you go against a mammoth, see what happens.
I don't even know what a mammoth is.
A mammoth is a big, big elephant-sized, massive.
Anyway, Utah Yeti is winning the poll right now. What would you have named the Utah hockey team?
Well, Yeti
you
was...
You can continue to vote at Sabres
I would have
Live.
Said Yeti, but obviously it wasn't available. I'm okay with mammoth. It doesn't roll off my tongue really well. Mm. Maybe it's the at the end of mammoth. Mammoth, the Utah, the mammoth, the Utah, the mammoth. That's how I'm going to call it tonight, the mammoth.
Happy birthday, Dustin Brown. He's 41.
That's young, 41. I know. Does some stuff with the Junior Sabres. His wife is running the girls program, too. So it's great to have him back in town. But, yeah, he was a big, great LA King of his time.
Two-time Stanley Cup champ, and we are getting set for Sabres game night. We'll see you at 6:30 on MSG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.